Well, folks, the American Legion was founded during a global pandemic and has responded to the current COVID-19 crisis in a manner that would have made the original Legionnaires of 1919 proud. Throughout the national emergency, American Legion National Commander Bill Oxford has continued to lead the nation's largest veterans organization, as many American Legion posts have endured shutdowns while stepping up their responses to the needs of veterans and their local communities. Welcome, Commander James Bill Oxley. Nice to speak with you again, sir.
Thank you, Mark, for the invitation, and it's such an honor to be here and represent the almost 2 million members of the American Legion.
Well, how has the American Legion adapted to the new environment?
Wow. Well, Mark, you know, it's really tough when a close-knit family like the American Legion gets the decision to social distance and separate and close Legion Post and do those kinds of things to reduce the effectiveness. But with the American Legion, I can honestly say, even though we face those requirements for shutdowns and distancing and isolation, we're still on the job, still doing good things, and still accomplishing many of the tasks that the American Legion is known for. And I'd be happy to talk about a few of them if I can.
Yeah, my word. We'll get to that. I'm just saying you're still doing a marvelous job. Other posts organize food and relief drives in parking lots and so on. But by all means, go for it. Share some good news with me.
Well, we've got over 13,000 Legion posts across the country, and I can give you examples from every state about, you mentioned food drives or drive-through meals or virtual job fairs or blood donation drives for the Red Cross. All of those things still happening with following the rules and regulations from the government and the CDC, but still out there, still on the job, still doing the things that we think are necessary to protect and serve America's veterans. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I know that you're committed to improving the lives of those who've already sacrificed so much for this nation. America has endured wars and depression during its history. Do you believe the country will come out of this challenging period stronger than ever, Bill?
I do. I think in the long run, we've learned so many things because of the issues that we faced. But as we continue to move forward, I think we will come out. We will come out bigger, better, stronger, and better because of it.
You have continued to testify before congressional committees. I mean, you work hard at this. You meet with the Department of Veterans Affairs, communicate with the White House on the pressing issues facing our nation's veterans. Tell us about the legislation that you got passed last year that expands membership opportunities in the American Legion.
Well, Mark, you're right. We have continued to converse regularly with the Secretary of the VA. We converse regularly with the White House on legislative issues. But you mentioned the Legion Act, which we did pass last year, and that was a bipartisan issue. Most veterans' issues are bipartisan. We were able to get the Legion Act passed, and the Legion Act opened Legion membership to any veteran who served on active duty since December 7, 1941. And previous to that, there were some gaps in the Legion membership eligibility dates, but with the passage of the Legion Act, every veteran who served on active duty with an honorable discharge since Pearl Harbor is now eligible for the American Legion. We would encourage and invite every veteran to come out and join us, become part of our Legion family.
That's absolutely amazing. Good job. So why is the American Legion so closely associated with the GI Bill?
Well, the GI Bill in the original format was written on Mayflower stationery by past National Commander Harry Clomery. He wrote the GI Bill, and he carried it to Congress, and they had the foresight to pass that into law. And that was the original GI Bill. And every iteration of the GI Bill since then, and there have been multiple ones, the American Legion has been part of the sponsor, part of the driving force to get those things passed as the GI education system has changed and adapted over the years.
Commander, do you want to touch on the some of the issues that the American Legion is focused on? For instance, you know, the suicide prevention and so on, plus your four pillars.
Well, let me talk about our four pillars first of all. The American Legion is founded on four pillars, one of which is Americanism, promoting Americanism, a strong patriotic America, and continue to do flag education. Our children and youth programs are part of Americanism. American Legion baseball, our American Legion boys and girls state Boys Nation and Girls Nation, our rhetorical contest, our junior shooting programs, all of those are trying or teaching America's youth about what a patriotic and strong America is. Our national security pillar, we continue to evaluate and look at issues affecting our national defense, and the COVID pandemic's got to be part of that consideration right now because it does affect the national security of the country. Our Veterans Affairs and Rehab, our veteran service officers are still out there processing claims, still helping veterans work toward getting themselves enrolled and getting those proper payments from the VA. Let me jump over.
You know, recovery, transition, families, education. I mean, you do so much, and the benefits for veterans.
Absolutely. Our Veterans Affairs and Rehab is always out there on the job, looking and trying to protect and get the veterans the benefits they so rightly deserve and have earned. But that's a little bit about who we are and what we do. But you mentioned veteran suicides earlier. Veteran suicides is one of the main issues, main concerns that we're concerned about now. 20 veterans a day are still committing suicide. 20 is a travesty. One is a travesty. But as we continue to move forward, our Buddy Check program is addressing those veteran suicides, or we hope is having an impact on veteran suicides as we try to reduce that number. Our Buddy Check program has received national attention and emphasis, and we've been able to convince a couple members of Congress to develop a Buddy Check Week bill to introduce to the VA. And that Buddy Check bill, that Senate Resolution 4657 and House Resolution 2898, but that those pieces of legislation are being considered, and we hope they can be forwarded to the VA to develop education and training and help improve the society outlook as far as veteran suicides go.
Well, of course, the Legion has, you know, stepped up your Buddy Check program, but you're asking family members to reach out to veterans that may feel isolated, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic.
Always, when we think about veteran to veteran, that's important, that's critical, and we're seeing great success. But we are asking anybody, I mean, if it's a relative, it's a neighbor, it's a friend, anybody that sees a veteran in a potential point of crisis, say something. Let us know about it. But as we reach out and try to affect this veteran suicide rate, every member of society needs to be aware of those special needs. And there is a veteran suicide hotline. That number, 1-800-273-8255. If anybody sees a veteran in a potential point of crisis, please call that suicide hotline.
Well, Commander, in the exactly 1 minute we've got left, I just want to touch on membership, if you'd like to plug that.
Oh, absolutely. Always. I would encourage every veteran out there, regardless. If you are a member of a veteran service organization, thank you. If you're not, find one, join one. It helps us help you. So I would encourage every veteran to join the American Legion. If you're interested, you can always check us out at your local post. You can check us out at a department website, or you can check us out at legion.org, which is our national national website. Any of those spots would be a good place to become connected or join an American Legion post.
Thank you, sir. Vietnam War veteran James W. Bill Oxford. He was elected national commander of nearly 2 million member allegiance back in 2019. And, of course, take his advice up on joining. There's 12,000 posts worldwide, 2 million members. But I tell you what, more than ever, we need each other now. Thanks, Bill. Lovely speaking with you. See you again sometime.
Thanks, Mark, for the invitation opportunity.
Goodbye now.